Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Many farmers may be looking for tax advantages as we approach the end of 2025. So you spend some money. You buy something online or at auction or at the local implement dealer. But is a new tractor or equipment purchase the place to find that tax advantage? Maybe not, says one tax advisor. Here's Mike Davis.
Austin Pfeiffer, associate attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies, says buying an expensive purchase as a tax haven may not be the best strategy.
A lot of farmers justify that, especially at the end of the year, by saying, oh, I don't want to pay taxes, so I need to buy some new equipment and I can depreciate it and I can save taxes. And that's really putting the cart before the horse. Yeah, it's probably nice to have a newer, fancier tractor or combine, feed wagon, what have you, but it should really be a question of, is this going to make me money?
Pfeiffer suggests the first step is to make sure it makes good business sense.
From a business perspective, is this purchase going to make my business better? Is it going to make me more money? Is it going to save me on equipment costs or labor costs or repair costs? Or am I just buying it because I want the newest, fanciest tractor?
Pfeiffer tells farmers that at the end of the day, a new purchase should make you money.
You've got money in the bank, and that's how you want to spend it, more power to you. Most of the clients who end up in here, they're buying these things on credit, and they're trying to take a big tax deduction, and they think that all makes sense, but then they're stuck with big payments for the next who knows how many years. And if it's not helping you make money, then it's just a drag.
I'm Mike Davis.
The North American Free Trade Agreement, USMCA, coming under scrutiny this week, and in months to come. Mexico is one of our largest trading partners. What has been some of the results of a recent USDA-led ag trade mission to Mexico?
Mexico in 2024 was our nation's largest trade partner. Fittingly, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins recently led a delegation to Mexico in what is considered the U.S. largest ag trade mission to date.
We had with us 41 U.S. businesses, 33 ag cooperator groups, 6 State Departments of Agriculture, 150 total participants who participated in over 500 business-to-business matchmaking meetings.
That's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindbergh, part of the delegation. He notes business so far originating from the Mexico mission.
We are already projecting from that mission $48 million worth of 12-month sales, which is huge, and we expect that number to grow even more.
Total U.S. ag export sales to Mexico last year totaled $30 billion with a B. Dollars,
which accounted for about 17% of our overall agricultural exports.
The breakdown, based on 2024 sales, include nearly 50% of U.S. ag exports to Mexico, consisting of consumer-oriented products. Think meat and meat products, dairy, processed food, fruits and vegetables. Bulk commodities last year were valued at $10 billion, including corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, and pulses. The undersecretary says regarding efforts like the recent Mexico ag trade mission,
our agribusiness trade missions are one aspect of our trade promotion programs that help build buyer-seller relationships and put our commodities and our great ag products into markets all around the world.
With a key aspect of that relationship and trade building,
meeting folks face-to-face, engaging with them, and finding those good partnerships is critically important, and that's where USDA plays an outsized role.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Mick Kerr, coming right back after this quick break, taking a look at those hearings this week on USMCA.